Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And this episode is brought to you by my 12-week Bliss Habit e-course that is at theblisshabit.com. And you guys, you can go through this at your own pace. So this is all of the different foundational lessons that I have learned and implemented into my life that have truly created a blissful life. And on top of that, you become a part of my tribe, which is so exciting because you get to meet so many incredible women who are all like-minded and ready to support you, be supported, and do this thing together. So you guys, I hope that you go check that out right now. That is at theblisshabit.com. And again, I just want to remind you, if you guys have not seen my TED Talk yet, I would love if you would go over and listen. That is at lauriharder.com/TEDx. LoriHarder.com/TEDx. It would mean the world to me if you loved it and you knew somebody who needed it, if you could share it and get that message out. So today, you guys, I want to talk about surrendering because I am doing this in every single moment. In fact, I did it right before I got on this podcast because I have my book due literally in like 2 days, and I have to have it all done today. So I was resisting coming in here to record this quickie. I was in pain over it. I was thinking of all of the things that I should be doing instead of recording this little baby itty bitty 10 minute quickie because I thought, well, I have to think about what I'm going to say. I have to figure it out. What I want it to be good. I want, you know, people to feel the impact of it. And I was so attached to what I wanted from this thing instead of just going and doing it and saying, what's been at the forefront of my mind right now? What is the top thing that I'm thinking about that I'm sure other people are thinking about? What's up for me right now? And that's all that I did. And when I said, wow, when you stop living in the resistance, which is causing the most pain, and you actually just do the thing, it's amazing what gets done. It's our resistance to it, it's our thought around it, it's the feeling that we sit in long before the action gets taken that causes all of the pain. So you guys, I know that you feel me on this before you go to the gym every day or before you go to get your workout in, because I did it on my run today too. So I'm really having fun observing this person who is so resistant and what the thoughts are around it. I'm actually listening right now to Michael Singer's The Surrender Experiment, which you guys, if you really want to dive a little bit deeper into surrender and what that looks like, surrendering to life and what is coming your way, you might want to read that book. You know, I tried to read it before probably last year, I think it was, or maybe when it came out, I cannot remember when I found the book. And it just was not resonating with me because I was not ready to surrender yet. And now I've looked at this last year, and in order for things to have happened, in order for that TED Talk to have even happened or this book deal to have happened, I had to let go of thinking it had to come in a certain form, because the way that I thought it was coming, I was pushing, I was forcing. I thought that, you know, I had to get in front of people. I had to prove myself. And instead of just allowing and doing the things that I love and really allowing myself to show up in different ways and following what life was bringing me, is when I started surrendering to life and things started happening that I was enjoying. So you have to kind of hand yourself over, but it is a dance because you have to do the actions, But then you also have to completely surrender in the form in which things come. And a lot of times the thing is that your happiness and that thing you want is coming in a completely different disguised form than you think. So you have to really look at what your end goal is and what outcome it is that you want to feel. What is the feeling that you're actually going for? What things could bring you that feeling? Because a lot of times when we start with the small things that could bring us the feeling that we are desiring, and we start surrendering over to our joy and start surrendering over to our bliss and start surrendering over to our gifts, you start being offered up beautiful ways in which to use them. And we don't always think they're the ways in which we desire. But once we start using them, we really truly embody the feeling that's coming with these smaller gifts. And by embodying that feeling that is coming with these smaller things that have come your way that maybe are not in the packaging that you wanted, you start to become that thing, which then attracts more of that thing. So start looking at your life and seeing where you can just let go. Are you sitting in the feelings of resistance? Because if you're sitting in the feelings of resistance, you're going to create more resistance and more things to resist in your life. So where can you say, I'm going to let go, I'm going to let God, I'm going to alter it up, I'm going to surrender? What does that look like to you, and what does that feel like to you? A lot of times for me, it feels like a full body physical letting go. I actually breathe out and just say, let go, let go, let go. Be open. Just do it. This is what you want, or this is going to bring you into a different feeling than what you're feeling right now. Just do it. It's a beautiful contrast. Let the resistance offer you something. Let it tell you something. I want you to try it right now, wherever you are. Maybe you're driving in your car. Maybe you're listening on a walk. By the way, thanks for taking me both places, whether you're driving, whether we're at the gym right now, whether you're on the Stairmaster, whether you're out in the woods, whatever we're doing. I love that I get to go all of these places with you. But I want you to practice this. So take a deep breath. I just want you to see what it would be like to relax your muscles. Relax the muscles in your face. Relax the muscles in your neck. Let go of wherever you're holding onto that thing or holding on to that person or resistance towards that person or that thing that you need to do later today. Or maybe that resistance that you're having right now about that run or that walk or that workout or on your way to work or on your way home or that conversation that you need to have. Just let it go and see what would happen if you just let it happen. Just allow it. Let it transpire. Observe that crazy little voice in your head that's trying to tell you how you should feel about it, why you should be upset, why you should feel this resistance, and why you should stay in it. Just let it know you don't need it. Breathe out. Doesn't that feel good to just keep letting go? How much can you let go? The thing about letting go is you're not letting go of the good things, right? You think that if you let go, that you're going to lose control. You're actually not losing any control. You're gaining your power back. When you create that space that you're feeling right now, you make decisions from a much more powerful, connected place. You're connected to your soul, which is connected to source, but we can't do that when we're holding on to resistance. It actually breaks the connection. So let go, open up, be open, surrender to what is coming your way, surrender to the thoughts, let go, forgive, let love, let God, breathe, and know that it's not the control you're letting go of, but it's the control that you are gaining back to make clear, graceful, loving decisions from the only place that brings true power, and that is love. And just to go and do that thing that's going to make you happy. Stop thinking so much about it. Make quicker actions in between, right? You guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you more than I can tell you. And because of you guys, this podcast is able to get in the hands of other people who maybe have not heard about it. So I am a huge fan of sharing other people's things that inspire me. And if this inspires you, it would mean the world if you would share it as well. Have the most beautiful day. Create your day. It is your day to be had. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.